What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new Phillies Today. You got Francisco Rojas on this episode, and there's a lot to talk about and react to from the last few days. Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, and newest Philly Adolis Garcia all spoke with the media. I want to focus in on what Dave Dombrowski had to say and a few comments that he made. And that I don't love, and I think a lot of you out there don't love as well. So we'll get to that in a little bit, as well as maybe potentially Bo Bichette being a Philadelphia Philly, him saying that he's willing to move to a new position that maybe could open up something for the Philadelphia Phillies. So we'll talk about that and then end with a little bit of around Major League Baseball and talk about what's been happening on the hot stove as of late. So first thing I actually want to start with is the Phillies added a new reliever to the bullpen, a righty, Brad Keller, who spent a lot of years with the Kansas City Royals, but last year had his best year as a full-time reliever with the Chicago Cubs in 2024. He spent time with the White Sox and the Red Sox and wasn't very good. And honestly, most of his career prior to last year with the White Sox hadn't been very good. His rookie season, when he was like part-time reliever and part-time starter, was actually like the best year that he had had up until last year as a full-time relief pitcher, where he put up a 2.07 ERA in almost 70 innings, a FIP under 3, and he was just saw career best in pretty much everything. And the reason why was because there was a good amount of he saw a big leap in his fastball velocity that went from about, he would average somewhere around 93 to 94 miles per hour in the past. It went up all the way to 97, was hitting 100 at certain points. And his entire arsenal, including his fastball, his velocity just took a big jump. And that helped him see a lot of success in what Brad Keller did in 2025. Again, having the best season of his career so far in the majors. So I like the signing from, coming off of last year where he really found a lot of success with the fastball velocity. And now I really think, looking at this bullpen, I think you add Keller to this bullpen and you're like, oh, this is pretty good bullpen, man. Pretty good. And maybe I know a lot of us are so hyper-focused on the offense, and I totally get it. But man, this bullpen's pretty good now. Bullpen's pretty good. You have Yoan Duran as your closer. Fangraphs has Alvarado and Brad Keller as your setup guys. And then you have Strom, Kirkering, and Banks right in the middle there. And I know that we have our concerns about Ryan Kirkering coming off of, the way things ended last year, and I totally get it. But just like those six guys alone, it's pretty good bullpen. It's pretty good. Now, I would like them to still go out and add another arm to the bullpen. I mean, there had been talk about Pete Fairbanks being a part of this bullpen potentially, but I think with the Brad Keller deal, that pretty much shuts the door on Pete Fairbanks coming to the Phillies. He's looking for around a multi-year deal, probably somewhere in the same range as Brad Keller, maybe if not more. So I think that about shuts the door on Pete Fairbanks, but there are always other guys that, that you can look at. And I know Fairbanks is probably somebody I'd feel more comfortable with, but I don't think you necessarily need to do that. I think you just need to add someone else that can kind of give you just a little bit of comfortability when it comes to this pen. I'm not sure I love, as Fangraphs has, Zach McCambly, who they just added, and Max Lazar. I don't know if I love that. I don't hate it, but I would like a little more security for the bullpen. But just how you're looking at this bullpen right now, man, pretty good bullpen adding Brad Keller. So I like the deal. I know most of his career he hadn't had kind of been up and down, but found a lot of success last year with the Cubs after having that jump in velocity. So I think maybe he found something there. And hopefully they get the same thing out of Brad Keller in the next couple of years, because I do like the move. So that's what I have for you on the Brad Keller signing. Now let's move to Dave Dombrowski. So Dave Dombrowski spoke to the media via a Zoom call. So it was Dombrowski, it was Rob Thompson, and then it was also, newest Philly, Adolis Garcia. And I want to hone in on here a couple of comments that Dombrowski had made in the Zoom call. And he was asked about, what adding Garcia means for the outfield, what it means for the rest of the offseason and what they're going to do. And so Dombrowski pretty much said in regards to the outfield and rest of the position players, he says we're pretty well set out there when it comes to the outfield. They want to give Justin Crawford the opportunity. He was asked about, I think it was Jim Salisbury who asked him about him being in center field. He says probably he will be the center fielder. He thinks that Brandon Marsh and Otto Kemp will be the platoon out there in left. Potential, that they really like Otto Kemp, and they could see him and Marsh platoon out there in left. I think that's exactly pretty much how it was put. And that that catcher is the main focus for what they want to do next. And just as in regards to the way they see their lineup, he said, I think as far as our everyday positional players, other than catcher, we're pretty well set. They haven't made a deal yet, obviously, with JT Realmuto, but it looks like, and we all, you can surmise that was going to be what they were looking to do next. And this is how I feel after hearing what Dave Dombrowski said to the media and all that. Look, man, I think right now they probably have an 88-90 win team. They're probably still the favorite to win the National League East. But if we want to go back and have a chance to beat somebody like the Dodgers in either the NLDS or the NLCS, whatever it might be, and we'll see how the rest of the offseason shakes up. Maybe the Braves have a bounce back year. Maybe the Mets have a bounce back year too. I don't know. But right now, they're probably still the favorite in the NL East. But if you want to go be a contender for the World Series again, this offense their ceiling right now, as is with the offense, as is maybe a good offense. That's how I kind of see it. Because right now, here's how FanGraphs has it projected: Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm, Brandon Marsh, Adolis Garcia, Stott, Rafael Marchand, and Justin Crawford. Now, I think you're good. You can probably slot in JT Realmuto instead of Rafael Marchand. But JT's he's only getting older. I mean, how much do we really trust JT Realmuto to continue to be, above average bat as a catcher? I don't know how much we can trust that, but we know that they'd be signing him for what he does for the pitching staff and defensively. But, Bohm, the cleanup hitter, Bryce is only getting older, and Bryce, hasn't necessarily stayed fully healthy in his time in Philadelphia since his 2019 year, I think. Other than that, he's really been injured almost every season. And I don't know, Bryce is getting older. Brandon Marsh is your five-hole hitter. I'd probably put Garcia as your five-hole hitter. And, I'm bullish on Garcia, but at the same time, I don't know, the last couple of years wouldn't really support my point at the same time. So there is that possibility that Garcia, I don't know, is the hitter the last couple of years. Then the bottom of your lineup, Stott, Marsh, Stott, Realmuto. We can, again, Realmuto probably be maybe the six-hole hitter. Stott and Crawford. And I don't know what I'm going to get out of Justin Crawford. like they need to go. I don't know. Maybe Dombrowski's saying what he said, and then maybe he still will make some moves. Still will make some moves. We didn't really see the Brad Keller move coming, but at the same time, it's not like something surprising that Dave Dombrowski would go out and do. If you tell me he signs Brad Keller, it's like, oh, I didn't see that coming. But at the same time, like, it's, you know, not like a, you wouldn't be surprised. You wouldn't also wouldn't be surprised that he makes this type of move. I personally, man, like, I need Dave Dombrowski to go out and get one more impact bat, just one more. Now, Rob Refsnyder, he was linked. I think Matt Gelb linked him to the Phils, and that would make sense with, you know, Brandon Marsh out there and left, and him not really being able to figure out how to hit left-handed pitching. So Refsnyder would make sense, but can we just be a little bold here? A little bold. I'm not asking you to go out and exactly be what the LA Dodgers have been the last couple of years and sign like Yamamoto and Ohtani and Snell and Glasnow and everybody under the sun. I'm just asking you to add a little bit of what the Dodgers have done the last couple of seasons and add that to your repertoire. Like, go out, trade Alec Bohm, sign Alex Bregman. Or maybe, I wanted to get into this in a couple of minutes, you know, dive more into it. Maybe trade Bryson Stott, bring in Bo Bichette, who just told, you know, who is according to Mark Fison from MLB.com, that he's been telling teams to open up his market a little bit, that he'd be willing to play second base instead. So maybe trade Bryson Stott, bring in Bo Bichette. I would even be comfortable with maybe something like trade Bohm and bring in Eugenio Suarez as somebody who that I wanted at last year's deadline. Just be a little bold. Be a little bold and try something here. I mean, this, like, it's not even just that this team's trying to win a World Series, like, for sure. But, like, just looking at your offense, are you comfortable with a team that's trying to? I guess it is about winning the World Series, right? It definitely is. Like, if you're trying to win a World Series, this lineup's just not going to cut it. And you're probably not going to re-sign Ranger Suarez. So there's not as much, and I still like the rotation, but there's not as much security with the rotation. Right now, it's Sanchez, Lizardo, Nola, Walker, and Painter. And again, I like the bullpen right now, but I want to feel like good about this offense. Like, right now, I just feel okay. I'm like, okay, Turner, Schwarber, Harper, you know, a little bit of Brandon Marsh. Adolis Garcia, a little bit there. I mean, again, it's still, we'll have to wait and see, because maybe he can have a bounce back year with a change of scenery. But again, man, this offense, just, I don't, even if you bring JT back, and even if you brought in somebody like Rob Refsnyder to platoon with Brandon Marsh, I'm still, like, not super confident in the offense. I'm not even talking about just the playoffs and them either choking or not showing, not showing up when they need them to. I'm talking about like the regular season. I'm talking about the regular season, looking at this offense, just being happy with having a above average offense. Because right now, man, like it's closer to average than it is closer to, you know, really, really good. Like it's closer. And again, like last year, you look at the rankings of the offense are like second in batting average and fourth in on base percentage, fourth in OPS, eighth in runs scored, ninth in home runs. All of those were mainly because Kyle Schwarber had a monster historic year for the Philadelphia Phillies. 56 home runs, 132 RBI, you know, 100 walks again, finishes second in MVP voting. A lot of those numbers were because of Kyle Schwarber. Do you expect Kyle Schwarber to do that again? Now, would I be like super duper completely surprised? Not necessarily, but I can see Schwarber probably having like another 40 to 45 home run season and another really good season, but maybe not finishing second MVP voting. Like, you're not going to sit here and tell me that Kyle Schwarber's, you know, I'd bank on Kyle Schwarber being the hitter that he was with the Phillies from 22 to 24 than he was in 25, which means that your offense is probably going to drop off just a little bit, which is going to need to be made up somewhere else. Which would, to me, if you're bringing in somebody like Bregman, somebody like Bichette, somebody like Eugenio Suarez, even, you know, the outfield, bringing in like a Cody Bellinger, or I'm probably not signing Kyle Tucker to a 10 or 11 year deal. But you know what I mean? I don't know. The more I think about it, Harrison Bader, the more I'm thinking about Harrison Bader, I'm not like in love with bringing him back, but I wouldn't be totally against it. But you just need to bring more offense in here, man. So look, as far as what Dombrowski's saying here, man, and the outfield being set and positional players pretty much being set, not feeling too hot about it. I'm not as frustrated as some others might be that, like, you know, like this is the worst ever and like this is just horrible. No, I'm not going that far, but it's not great. It's not great. They need to do more offensively and bring in some more. Bring in Bregman, bring in Bichette, somebody like that. Be a little more bold, please. It's a little more. I'm not asking you to be AJ Preller and just do the unthinkable. Just asking you to be a little more bold. That is all I am asking. So, and in regards to the Bo Bichette stuff, like I said, Mark Fison, he says he started to tell teams he'd be willing to move to second base. I don't know if Bichette's like a realistic, honestly, I think he makes sense, but knowing what Dave Dombrowski has done since he's been president of baseball operations here, you know, since 2020, I don't think it's a move he's going to make. But again, like with him saying that he'd be willing to play second base, like I would trade Bryson Stott and bring in Bo Bichette. I still don't really want Alec Bohm here, gonna be honest at this point, but I'd be willing to, as far as the Bichette thing goes, one or the other. Trade Bohm, bring in Bregman. Trade Stott, bring in Bichette. Pipe dream, but trade both and bring in both. Like, that's a pipe dream. It is, but, and I mean, my goodness, imagine that lineup if you brought in Bo Bichette and Alex Bregman, and you have those at the top of your lineup instead of Bohm and Bryson Stott. Imagine that. You got one of the best lineups in the National League just like that. So I do think it's interesting what Bo Bichette apparently is telling teams that he's willing to move to second base. That's probably because he is hearing the noise, or not hearing the noise, but is probably talked to teams. And, you know, Bichette has not been the best shortstop since he's been in the majors. So, and we did see him play second base in the World Series. It looks like he could do it. So Bichette not willing to, or Bichette, you know, telling teams that he's willing to move to second base now opens his market up, and maybe that's something the Phillies could explore. So we shall see. I think, for being honest here, I think he probably goes back to Toronto, but we'll see. Probably goes back to the Blue Jays, but maybe there's a possibility that he, I think it's something the Phillies should explore. That's how I see it. Also, a couple more things before we get you out of here. The Washington Nationals hired Phillies assistant GM Andy Colombi, who will be hired as the GM of the Nationals. He, while he was with the Phillies, he oversaw the research and development department. And the Nationals, they continue this youth movement where you hire Colombi, who's going to be the GM. He's 31 years old, I believe. And then you have three other guys. You have the president of baseball operations that was just hired last year as the Nats fired Mike Rizzo and then Dave Martinez last season. Now they have Paul Taboni, who's the president of baseball operations. He's 35 years old. Blake Butera, who is the manager, is 33 years old. And then you have the pitching coach, Simon Matthews, who's 30. It's insane. I mean, there's gonna be players on their team that are gonna be older than that. It's wild. So the Nationals poach Anny Colombi from the Phillies. So we'll see, man. Nationals trying to get that thing in a different direction, and they poach the Phillies assistant GM, and now they have their new GM. So that's pretty wild. Okay, around Major League Baseball to end the show, some transactions to tell you about in the last few days. The Angels signed two relievers. They signed Jordan Romano. Jordan Romano on a one-year, $2 million deal, and Drew Pomeranz on a one-year, $4 million deal. Romano, who was absolutely horrendous here in Philadelphia, now gets a shot with the Angels. With a one-year, $2 million deal. So Romano and Pomeranz to the Angels. The Mets signed Luke Weaver on the deal that Brad Keller got on a two-year, $22 million deal. So the Mets probably not going to trade for Mason Miller now, because there was that report that the Mets were interested in trading for Mason Miller. So they signed Luke Weaver. Maybe that means they don't trade for Mason Miller. Who knows? Maybe they still try. But Luke Weaver, two-year, $22 million deal to the Mets. Talked about Cody Bellinger earlier. There was a report from Jim Bowden that the Yankees, Mets, and Dodgers, in that order, are viewed, I believe it was in that order, are viewed as Cody Bellinger's most likely landing spots right now. And that does not surprise me. Yankees is where he was last year. Mets and Dodgers would also make sense, as the Mets haven't really done too much this offseason as far as spending the big bucks. So maybe they go in and sign Bellinger to a big deal, trying to improve that outfield, and then the Dodgers too. The Dodgers don't need to improve, though. We need to relax with that. So that will do it for me. Another episode of Phillies Today. It's been Francisco Rojas. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Follow me. Let me know your thoughts on everything that I talked about today. The Brad Keller signing, Dave Dombrowski's comments about this, the outfield being set, about the position players being set, everything that I've discussed. Bo Bichette, too. Is he a possibility? So everything that I talked about on today's show, would love to discuss with you about on social media. So that will do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.